My name is Brenda. I am a white, well-educated woman who grew up Lutheran in a family in which faith was important. We discussed our next-door neighbors who moved to Loveland because it had been a sundown town, with my parents decrying such exclusionary ideas and welcoming people into their home regardless of ethnicity. However, because of its past, Loveland had no Blacks or Native Americans, and few Hispanics or Asians living in town when I was growing up. That meant people of color invited into our home were only visitors in town. More people of color entered my life in college, but were still not a part of my everyday existence until our daughter married a young man originally from Liberia. We loved and respected our son-in-law and absolutely adored our grandchildren. The thought that any of them would be negatively affected by racism cut deeply into my heart. So a friend and I on church council decided our congregation was ripe for including more diversity in our lives and addressing the problem of racism. To that end, I scheduled a meeting with a pastor in our town whose congregation had a large proportion of people who were Black, hoping to set up some formal ways for the two congregations to get to know each other. To be honest, I expected to be greeted with open arms as part of the solution, not the problem of systemic racism. Growing up in a loving family who accepted everyone for who they are, I was proud of my parents' open-mindedness and the way they had tried to raise us to be kind and respectful to everyone. I felt that I was above the problem and hoped to change the hearts of others in our congregation. At this meeting, the pastor was in dress pants, a dress shirt, well-shined shoes, and a tie. That was my first inkling that I might have approached this too casually, as I had worn shorts and a t-shirt, it being a hot summer day in which I planned on later working in my garden. I explained to the pastor that we were interested in some communal meals, joint worship opportunities, or service projects in order to expand our interactions with people of color. As I asked for his input on things we could do together, I received a different response than I assumed I would. He asked how much we had done to educate ourselves about the current problems of racism. I told him we thought this was a good first step, to learn by working together. He disagreed, suggested a few things we could do to become more aware of what systemic racism is and how it affects people of color, and basically that it was more appropriate that we educate ourselves rather than expect them to do it for us. He suggested we look into the history of our country, read a few books on the topic of racism today, and watch movies such as The Help. When I looked back on this conversation, I kept hearing sentences come out of my mouth that appalled me once I had time to reflect on them. Such racist comments about socioeconomic status, education, and who would be helping whom. When thinking through this exchange, I realized that I had failed in a huge way. First, for not doing everything to learn about the problem of racism. The assumption that someone else should do the hard work while we sat back and absorbed the knowledge was a mistake. It assumed that the other people would gain from our benevolence and negated the fact that we were the ones who would gain the most from the exchange. I had demeaned the pastor by dressing too casually because I was used to being accepted for who I am and have not had to dress the part to be taken seriously. I hadn't bothered to do any preparation, just assuming I could ask for someone else's time and help, and they would give it to me. This was a humbling first step in looking realistically at race and the assumptions I had about my own attitudes. This started a group of people in our church on a study of the impacts and current state of racism in America. We read and discussed books, attended lectures, invited guest speakers, participated in Bible studies, watched videos, and talked more openly about white privilege and racism. After 18 months of study, I tentatively reached out to the pastor, but discovered that he had retired. I admit I'm a little gun-shy about making a fool of myself a second time. Oh, there it is again, those thoughts about my own comfort and the luxury of withdrawing into my own privilege. No one ever said it would be easy to confront this horrible exclusion of others.